Well, sad day arvo. Port Adelaide take on reigning premiers Collingwood at the MCG. Big stage. This bloke's been on it plenty of times. The new recruit ruckman, Ivan Soldo. G'day, Ivan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you'll be able to use some of that experience, mate, and help some of the younger ones. You've been on the G quite a few times.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many games I've actually played, but yeah, I'd say the majority of mine have been at the G.
Yeah, and a couple of contrasting wins in the last couple of weeks, haven't they? I mean, the one against Essendon where we were able to really, you know, dictate terms, and then the win against Freo, which they were really good at restricting what we're good at.
Oh, I think the way Fremantle defend really came into fruition when it came to the low scoring and how hard they made it for us to get it out of the middle. But it was good to get the win, but it was definitely a lot of learning to take away from that game.
Are you enjoying the lion's share in ruck, mate? I think 90% last week.
Yeah, there was a bit of a duty for me out there, but it was actually okay. I think it's what pre-season is all about, just making sure you're fit enough when the time comes to play as much game time as you can.
And then you got a bit of an errant elbow in the head. I think it was Sarong, I reckon, you were trying to tackle, and bang. Did you get a black eye out of that one?
Yeah, I got an off shiner. It's so funny. I do so well to get low and make sure I give him a high tackle, and then he ends up swinging an elbow and getting me.
Bit ironic, the little fella getting the big fella.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Ivan, would you like a second ruckman to tip you out more so you could go forward?
I think it's something the club will explore later on, and definitely the coaches and any other team definitely look at doing it as well, just to help share the load a bit. But whatever Kenny decides on the day or during the week is something that I'm always for. But if I put my hand up, you know, Charlie can come in there, and we even saw Ollie Wines in there for a little bit, which is good to see. He's got the ability, but I'm not too phased, to be honest. I just play my role.
Some real interesting stats on the weekend. Your one hit outs by 42, it was 67-25. Yet you lost clearances in centre square. Who are we blaming for that, Ivan?
Oh, mate, what's the saying goes, you point fingers as other people point fingers back at you, but it's important you don't play the blame game with that stuff. I think it was definitely a contested game all day, and footy is a game of errors, and I think there was definitely times we could have taken advantage of those hits, but Fremantle were really good in there.
Yeah. Centre square was the big one for me. You lost that 12-6. The week before was your one wood. You won it 19-6, Ivan. So how much of that is system or personnel or where you're hitting it or hit spots or connection or opposition?
It's definitely, I almost say quarter to quarter, but week to week thing. Every team has their own strengths, and you watch the team you're versing the next week and trying to make sure you're on top of what and stop what they were good at. So who knows, maybe that was a focus going into the week for them, and they did a good job and the tick for them. But luckily for us, the only stat that matters at the end of the day is the scoreboard. So it's good that we ran away with that.
Absolutely. Collingwood, and how you've experienced them a fair bit. What about their setup? And have you rucked a bit about against Cameron?
I think I've only maybe played against them once or twice. Okay. Coxie a few as well, but spending time at Richmond, I know Craig McRae quite well, and Justin Leppich, so I know they want to play an exciting brand of footy, and it seems in the past couple of weeks they've gained some confidence, so I expect it to be a pretty good hit out.
Yeah, you spent, both Craig and Justin Leppich spent time at Richmond. How did you find them when they were assistants there?
Yeah, they were really good coaches. Craig spent a lot of time in the VFL and make sure that, you know, he got that head coach experience, and Leppich spent a lot of time with the backs and the forwards, and you know, that they both passed on a lot of knowledge onto me, and they were great people to have around the club, and seeing them win last year was something nice to see, and I know that they worked hard for that.
Do you have your main session today, Ivan?
Yeah, we had a main session today.
Great. Now, Travis Boak, he was sort of 50-50. How did he get through? Did he put his hand up, or is he going to miss out again?
I'm not too sure exactly what the fitness department will decide, but he's someone that knows his body quite well, and if he feels as if he got through the session, I think he was monitored as well and managed, but
okay.
I think he'll be the one to decide whether he's good to go or not.
And Zerk Thatcher took plenty of marks over his head. He's all right. They reckon he's okay.
Yeah, he's good. He's a battler. We love Thatch, and Yeah, he should be right, I assume.
Yeah, the back six are really starting to find each other and work out who's where and the like, and it was good on the weekend. They saved us a few times.
Yeah, I agree. It was. I think the credit, the win probably goes to the key backs and the whole back line. They were probably copping in a lot more entries than they used to, and they were able to lock them down and give us a chance.
How have you seen your start of the season, Ivan?
Personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been okay. I'll definitely walk off the field every game going, oh, I could have done this better, trying to get better in this area and that. But I got Loebs to coach me and make sure that I can review the week and take some positives. But personally, I'm just happy to be playing some consistent football and getting out there.
Yeah, you've been a colossus, Ivan. You're playing that down. It's been one of the key pillars they needed to improve on, and you're standing up. Has your form even surprised you?
I reckon I've still got a bit more to give, to be honest. I think, yeah, I'm excited to explore some options going forward as well. I think I spent a lot of time in the ruck, but I've been going up against some quality ruckmen as well, so it's good to get the confidence along the way, and then I know how long the season can be, so you know, the confidence will continue to build.
Well, you can take a clunk, there's no question about that. And what about settling into Adelaide life? It's probably -3 in Melbourne now. You probably, you know, still got the short sleeves on. Are you a long sleeves kind of guy once it gets a bit cold, Ivan?
I'll just chuck a hoodie on or a jacket. But the jeans are the dead giveaway. It's starting to get cold for me. I'm still in shorts, luckily, but yeah, I'm settling in quite nicely.
I love it. Hey, Ivan, I've got a stat. You know what listeners are like. They're straight onto it. This has come through. Ivan Soldo has played 27 matches at the MCG for 21 wins.
Wow.
One draw, 5 losses. So there you go, mate. Take that form into Saturday.
Jeez. Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. Well, that means I played half my career games away.
Yeah, well, there you go. Unreal.
No, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't have.
we'll get that for you as well.
You're from Richmond, mate. No, you wouldn't have.
Oh, I love it. Hey, mate, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. Very important game at the G. We really want to fly our colours over there.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks a lot for the time, guys.
No good dramas. Ivan Soldo, first ruck for Port Adelaide, doing a terrific job.